Exclusive Dash Mansion Maxine, Jo Collins launches ad ripping Maxine Waters for not living in her district. By Ashley Oliver on October 10, 2020. Republican Jo Collins, a Navy veteran challenging Democrat Representative Maxine Waters in California's 43rd Congressional District, launched a campaign ad Saturday blasting the Congresswoman for residing outside the district she represents while her constituents suffer the consequences of her policies. Maxine does not live in her district. But I do. I was born right here in South LA, in a place Maxine refuses to live, Collins says in the ad. Maxine Waters does not drink our water. She does not breathe our air. And while she sits here in her mansion, our district is in ruins. Collins begins by introducing Waters' multi-million-dollar home, which is located just outside the 43rd District's boundary in the wealthy area of Hancock Park. Collins then proceeds to walk through the district he is campaigning to represent, highlighting the challenges it has continued to face for decades as a result, he claims, of the policies of Waters, who has served in public office for more than 40 years. And why doesn't Maxine Waters want to live in her own district? Because she doesn't want to suffer the consequences of her own policies, Collins says, pointing to spikes in deadly crime, a massive homeless population, and lacking education opportunities specifically for Latino and Black school-aged children. Collins then shifts to the issue of the protests and riots that have plagued cities nationwide since the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in May. Waters has said in response to the demonstrations that the law enforcement tradition has to be done away with, and posed the question in August of when the police would stop killing Black people. Collins criticizes Waters' position on police reform as hypocritical, saying, Maxine sits safe in her mansion, guarded by the same police she demonizes. Maxine has never had to deal with violence or riots in her neighborhood, Collins continues. But this is the way the rest of us live. We need someone to represent us who lives here, who fights here, who wants to improve our way of life. Someone who understands we need safe streets and a strong economy. I was one of the kids left behind by Maxine Waters. I'm going to fight for safety and dignity for South LA, where has Maxine Waters been? Our people deserve better, he concludes.